And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
We're back. It's the Grillin' Guys, and we're talking everything meat with the chairman of our meat board, Mr. Tim Sobey of Sobey Meats. Glad to have you here, Tim.
Good to be here.
Appreciate you making time, man. So we talked a little bit about that strap you took out of the deer and how you made it, but there's a whole lot of other meat there on that piece of venison, and we want to talk about grilling it, right? And let's prepare it first before we grill it. When you're looking at a piece of venison, tell us what we should be looking at to make sure that it's going to turn out on the grill by looking at the piece of meat that's laying there. What do we got to think about?
Especially if somebody's just getting going, in my opinion, you have basically 8 pieces that are really grillable. So if you get the inside tenderloins, they're small, but there's 2 of those. The back strap, 2 of those. And then your back legs, the hams, you know, like on a pig, the ham of the hog.
Right.
That's your good steak meat. So if you were to cut around your femur bone,
right,
or that back leg, on the front, what would be your thigh is like the sirloin tip. The rest of that around that bone is what you'd call a round steak.
Okay.
To me, that's very, very good steak cuts.
And those muscles are naturally separated, so you can identify them, the ones that are on the front versus, yep, the rest, right?
Yeah. And even if you just take your knife and cut down on your thigh, let's say where your knee, start
right
there and then cut up, you know, to the crotch.
Right.
Cut up to that pelvis.
On the inside.
On the inside.
Yep.
That will naturally separate out, and it's kind of a wedge shape.
Okay.
Then just take your knife, separate, cut around the bone, and that whole other chunk will come off as one big hunk of meat.
Right, and you're making round steak out of that.
Yeah.
Right. Very,
yeah,
lean, generally, right?
Very, very lean. So that could use a little bit of marinade to go on the grill.
Right.
The front shoulder, is my opinion, that's all either burger or sausage meat.
Right.
You know, those types of things.
Yep.
The back leg meat, yeah, you can make jerky out of that, but God, that sure is good steak meat.
Yeah. Yep. So,
yeah,
got to add a little fat to it, though, before you cook it, probably. You said the marinating process would do that, but
yeah,
you could put some oil on the outside. But
well, you can marinate it. Your marinade should have a lot of fat in it anyway if it's venison. So a very little balsamic and a lot of olive oil and whatever herbals, aromatics you want to put in it. But
yeah,
I like adding lots of fat to the marinade for venison.
Sure. And with the any vinegar you have in there is a natural tenderizer, mm-hmm, anyway. And the venison, you know, depending on, especially if you get that blood out, is going to make it more tender. And you mentioned that dough. But
when you
that
throw
blood
the vinegar
out,
in there, it's going to get blood out too, though.
Yeah.
So dump that marinade when you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never want to eat the marinade you marinated in. Right? Throw that away and whatever's left on the meat. Sometimes, I suppose you could rinse it, but generally not, right? I mean, do you rinse your meat before you grill it? I don't. When it comes out of marinade, I just let it drip dry. And
absolutely, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because you could use some of that marinade if you wanted to brush it on and, I'll say, baste it,
right,
while you're grilling it. That doesn't hurt anything either.
Right, because it's coming to temperature.
It's
right
coming to temp, and then that's on the outside of the meat, not the inside.
Yeah.
So you're still going to be safe eating on the inside to that internal temp.
Yep. Exactly. And we're, you know, I guess the probably the primary tip on grilling venison is don't overcook it.
Yeah, go more the rare side because it,
right,
will keep cooking.
130, 135.
Max. Max. Yeah,
yeah,
max.
Uh-huh.
Yep, because it'll dry out. I mean, I don't care how much marinade you put on it. You get it much over that temperature, you're eating shoe leather.
And there's nothing wrong with just a little butter in a pan and some onions and just frying it up real quick, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
See, now you're busting my chops, throwing that venison roast in the oven.
Right, yeah.
I was trying to give you a bye.
Yeah. Right.
Well, but you needed it.
I did that for you.
But, Bob, you'd be cooking that in cast iron, right? Yeah. So it's just like grilling. Yeah, yeah.
I meant over an open fire.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, when I turn the stove on, there's a flame. So, hell yeah, that's it. Right there. It's open fire. Right. That's
well, we
funny.
Do like to cook on an open fire quite a bit at Deer Camp. And if you check out our Facebook page, let us know what you're going to do for Deer Camp, because we'd love to see some pictures. This is the first year I've not been out. It's middle of October. I've not been out yet.
Well, you had some life changes come your way, so you got to do what you got to do, man. But and I haven't either. But the thing is that I think that last week in October and that first week in November for Michigan, generally, I mean, that's a rule of thumb. It's not an absolute. But those are fantastic weeks to bow hunt. And they're coming up. You know, we're a week out right now. So dial in, get yourself comfortable that you can shoot where you think you're going to shoot. Yep. And then, you know, you can get early deer. Look, Mr. Sobey got a trophy getting it mounted, man. That's awesome.
Finally.
Yeah. So how big was that?
It was an 8. It wasn't a monster, but for me it was.
I mean, beyond the ears?
Yeah, it only had about a 13.5-inch spread. Oh. So, yeah, so it was beyond the ears. And right. But for me, for so many years when I was in cutting everybody else's deer, finally getting out to hunt on my own.
It looked pretty darn good. When
and
you
on
shot
your own
it,
property. And,
well,
yeah.
That, absolutely. So it was, you know, for me it's a wall mounter. But the first time I've ever been out opening weekend.
And with a bow.
With a bow, yeah, and first one I got. So gun season, I'm really in high hopes of getting one with a pistol this year. So,
oh, that's nice. That's
what are you going to shoot?
460.
Oh.
So it's
hang on.
Yeah. 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 That's you might not run a couple hundred rounds through that right, in a day's time, but
is that a semi?
No, it's a revolver.
Oh.
Right. Yeah.
Got a scope on it?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's gonna have a little bark to it.
It has a bark, but you know what? As the guy told me, he said you're good 150 to 200 yards with that.
What's it got? A 9.5-inch barrel?
8.5.
Eight and a half.
Yeah. So,
stainless? Are you going all Dirty Harry on us?
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
A little bit of flame coming out of that barrel.
Yeah, I tell you what.
That helps you shoot 10 minutes later, right?
It's easier to shoot at night that way.
I know you can't say badass on the road, but it's a badass.
I bring my Smith & Wesson. I've got a stainless 44 that I bring up to deer camp every year. And like the last day we're there, we always have to shoot at the lake.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because it's safe.
Well, the guy that sold this to me, his name Bill over at Silver Bullet, wonderful, wonderful guy, and he's an extremely avid pistol hunter. So kind of the next step up, or one of the next steps, really, it would be a 500 after this 460. So the 460 is like a 44 on steroids.
Right.
His 500, then he's showed me pictures he had gotten Cape Buffalo with his 500, and that was just a behemoth. So that was...
Wow.
It was,
I mean, you're hanging on with two hands, and you're hanging on.
Oh, yeah.
When you touch that thing
off. There's a different way. You almost, as he taught me, you almost have to hold one hand like you're holding down and the other one coming up, so you really lock your arms in.
Well, you really want to support the wrist.
Yeah.
Because that joint's going to take a pounding.
Sure, and you don't want it coming back, and now you got a
black
big
eye.
Knob on it.
Yeah,
right. We've all done that. Who hasn't gotten, the first time you shoot a semi-automatic, gotten a tattoo between your pointer finger and your thumb?
Yeah. Ouch, right? All right, coming up next, more of this BS that we're going to be talking about. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but it'll be fun. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.